General of Gerd?
Yes. He summoned a marshal, on my advice, and she came.
Well, I would never have thought.
Phelan hates the Gerdsmen. He did at one time. No longer. A grange is being built there.
I can scarcely credit it. And you say you are a paladin. Have you any proof?
Puck smiled and called light. It lit the room far more brightly than the meager daylight until she damped it, and the commander nodded. The younger knight looked shocked and blinked warily.
I have seen such light before, said the commander.
His voice had warmed.
Well then, Lady Poxenarian, you may indeed go on Gerd's business, but why do you conceal yourself?
I travel as I am bid, my lord. Gerd himself was a plain man, and I am a sheep farmer's daughter. When Gerd chooses to have me recognized, I dare say I will be.
A good answer indeed. We are honored by your presence, and will do whatever we can for you. You will cross the river?
She nodded.
Then by your leave, I'll send Regnall here to arrange a ferry. Can you wait until morning? I'd be glad to have you at our table this night.
Pox felt no restless urging, and was glad to stay the night. If she had to ride in another boat, she wanted to do it in daylight anyway. The commander set a good table, and Regnall had recovered enough from his surprise to be good company as well. They were full of gossip about the state of affairs in Leonia.
I'm not asking, you understand, said Gunnarion Varrakai, but it will take a paladin, I'm thinking, or a company of them, to save Leonia from years of chaos, even war. All I've heard for the last half year is how sick the king is, and how muddled the succession will be, and if Leonia falls apart, our best ally, then it won't take long for Pargon to move, I'm thinking.
Not long at all.
Regnall drained his glass and stared at the table.
My grandfather was killed by Pargonese. You won't know this, Lady Poxenarian, but that was when the Saiyan Crown Prince was killed as well, and your Duke Phelan captured the Pargonese commander. That was before he got his lands. Pargon has always wanted this territory.
Yes, but it's worse than that.
Varrakai shoved his glass around on the tablecloth.
I remember my grandfather's tales of the old evil, before Saya and Fintha joined Leonia and Praelith to fence it out. With Leonia in trouble, it could erupt right in the middle of the Eight Kingdoms, instead of hanging about the fringes. It wasn't that long ago, when you think of it, that they fought at Longstones. I dare say the Master of Torments would like another chance at the Inner Realms.
Or her, said Regnall.
He glanced at Pox.
By what I've heard, you know as much about the Web-Spinner's ways as anyone can, and live.
Pox nodded. Yes, and I see what you mean.
By my thinking, she probably had something to do with the prince being lost like that, said Varrakai. No one says so, true, but something evil came to the queen and the prince. If he hadn't been lost...
No, I think it was the king dying while the princess was still so young, argued Regnall. She had the Taig sense, but with no guidance, she never learned to use it fully.
But that was from grief. If the queen hadn't been killed...
When was this? Pox had heard the story outlined, but was not clear on the earlier details. The rangers had concentrated on more recent problems, including the king's illness.
Oh, let me think.
Varrakai stared at the table.
I was only a boy when it happened. 40 years, it must be, or 50, somewhat around there. Do you know the tale at all?
Pox nodded. The queen and prince were going somewhere and attacked. She was killed, and he was never found, is that right?
Yes. He was a little child, and the princess only a baby.